It is August 15th, 2021. Welcome to the Cardi Show. I'm Brian Cardi. Glad to have you aboard. I want to thank Mark Corbett from the Baseball Biz Podcast for his time last week, as well as Dave Glassford for jumping on in last week in baseball. If you've missed that, please check that out at your leisure. Before we continue on, I want to send my condolences to our good friend Lou Schiff. Lost his father due to COVID from baseball and the law. Was 93. Sad to hear. And our thoughts of Lou and the family at this time, because that's just really sad. Really, really sad. Yeah. And today's episode, there's no guest. No guest, no interviews. We're going to go around last week in baseball, talk about my favorite books, and got a bit of a small announcement. A small one. So let's go on. Last week in baseball, in the terms of standings, nothing crazy has happened. Nothing astronomical. Tampa Bay continues to win in the American League East. Boston gets Chris Sale back. The Yankees continue to win. They, they had a really good series this past weekend. The Blue Jays are trying to salvage the West Coast swing, and they're looking to regain some traction. They're winning today as we speak against Seattle, so that's one out of three. And then they're going to go into Washington on Tuesday with this quick two-game series. Hopefully, things go their way. You can't underestimate what Washington. I don't care if they traded Lester, whoever. There's more people that they move, but or Scherzer and Turner. I can't believe I forgot Scherzer and Turner. What an idiot. But anyways, you can't underestimate them. They're a good club, and we'll find out how they make out. We'll get more about the Blue Jays and their issues in a little bit, but I want to keep going. Obviously, Chicago, the White Sox continue to run away at the Central. They now have a 10-game lead up on Cleveland. Detroit's playing better. They're four games under 500. And you wonder, maybe they got a shot to be 81-81. Minnesota's played a little bit better. They're 7-3 in their last 10. So it looks like they're gaining some momentum. They're getting some guys back. Kansas City, 49-67. Did not see that coming. Houston continues to stay on top of the American League West, followed by the A's, who are only 2.5 out, holding the wild card. Seattle might be 6 out today if they lose to the Jays. And the Angels continue to hover around 500. Texas continues to make a run for a first round pick, for the number one pick, I should say. Hey, we got a new leader on top of the National League East. It's the Atlanta Baseball Club. They're 62-56. And Phillies are right behind them. They're one game out. The Mets are two games out. What an exciting time to be a baseball fan, isn't it? And we did say, we've kind of wavered on this, but National League East, that division will come down to game 162. I don't see any of these three teams running away with it. The Mets had an opportunity. They dropped the ball. They got injured. Did do a ton at the deadline. I mean, I guess getting Javi Baez is kind of a big deal, but, they didn't really improve upon their rotation. They didn't get any help in the bullpen, so we'll have to see. And it's really weird that a lot of teams do that. They'll just add a player or a piece or two to get into the playoffs, but they're not doing what Milwaukee's doing. Milwaukee and their front three in their rotation with Woodruff and Burns and Peralta, and their bullpen is just, been fantastic. Raddy Tellez is playing well from what I'm hearing. It's great to see. And you got to consider them, one of the front runners come out of the National League now. You agree or disagree? Let me know. Cincinnati's two games back of the wild card. The Padres are getting Tatis back. So it'll be interesting to see how they make out. And St. Louis, now five games over. Watch out for the Cardinals. I said last week, you can't sleep on them. They're only four games out of the second wild card. Could be interesting. 8-2 in their last 10. The Cubbies and the Pirates. Yeah, Cubs are 0-10. They're on an 11-game losing streak, and that's hard. That's hard. San Francisco continues to be the story of baseball in 2021. 76-42 with a 4.5 game lead in the West. It's not over, but they have a really good run differential. They're really good at home. They're pretty darn good on the road, and they're really good 8 games over against teams that are over 500. Very interesting. Dodgers are 4.5 back. I don't think they're going to be getting Trevor Bauer back. We'll see, but I doubt it. San Diego continues to hold that second wild card spot. No one's getting the first because I think the Dodgers are at least going to have that locked up. If the Dodgers are Giants, right? San Diego gets Tatis back, as I mentioned, so it'll be interesting to see if they can play a little bit better on the road. San Diego has one of the best home records in baseball at 40-24. It's always a fun time at Petco Park, isn't it? Watching those games. Congrats to Tyler Gilbert. Throwing a no-hitter for the Diamondbacks yesterday. You enter the Diamondbacks, they're going to be a little bit better in 2022. And that's going to wrap up the last week in baseball. Want to quickly talk to you about some of my favorite books, because I'm on a book reading slump. I want to know what you're reading, okay? Some good baseball books out there. And I'm going to give you my top 3 favorites. I'm curious to see what yours are. Some of you may like it, some of you may not. But the first one, one of my favorites, one book that I've read twice, and I have not read a lot of books twice, is Change Up by Dan Robson and Buck Martinez. How do you make the game of baseball great again? It is really good. So essentially the premise of, you know, is obviously covering Buck's career as a player, growing up in California, making the transition to a broadcaster. And his thoughts, obviously he talks about his time as a manager and his thoughts currently on the game of baseball. And he dives in and onto how other great organizations do it. You even heard on the, when he was on the podcast, talked about the Royals and the Royals Academy. He does mention that in the book. And he talked about the Orioles and how John Schuerholz made a huge difference. It's a really good book. And, you know, you can kind of, one of the things I really like when you read a book is you hear the author's voice, right? So when I pick it up, I hear Buck's voice. I know, maybe that makes me sound weird, but it's pretty cool. Go out and get Change Up if you haven't read it. I recommend it highly. And it supports our good friend Dan Robson, who is doing great with Measuring Up. I have not, to be honest, dove into that book yet. Someday I will, I promise. Another book is Hello Friends by Jerry Howarth, covering his 36 years in Blue Jays broadcasting. And Jerry's book was really interesting when I read it. So I read it, and then I listened to the audiobook. I listened to the audiobook to prep for the podcast. And I don't know if I ever told you the story and how I met Jerry. Jerry was in London for a book signing, and I brought one of my business cards in the book, of course. So I go up, and I am nervous as frig. See, I'm cleaning up my language. I'm turning up a new leaf. So I'm so nervous. I'm up there, and I'm like, "Hi, Jerry, how are you?" And, you know, Jerry was so nice, and asked my name, and he wrote out a beautiful dedication in the book, and said, "Listen, Jerry, I was wondering if I, you know, could get your email or your phone number and get you on the podcast." And Jerry was so gracious, and we eventually got it done. And I was nervous, though. I was super friggin' nervous. Crazy. And, you know, go back if you haven't checked that out. That is still available on the Cardi Show. Of course, obviously, wherever you get your podcast. But Jerry's book was really good. Really good. One of the things I really liked about it was all the great life advice he gave. Not so much the baseball side of it. The baseball side of it is kind of a retelling, reliving it, because most of the Blue Jays history through my years I've lived through, right? I've lived through the World Series, I've lived through the 22 years of below average teams, some pretty good, live through the great talent that have come through the system. But the life advice he gave, with one of his sayings was no regrets, and talking about the conversation he had, I believe was in college, about his issues with his mother and the advice he got and how to deal with that. I thought that was pretty powerful stuff. So pick up Jerry Howard's book if you haven't, or download it on Audible. It's really, really good. I don't think you'll regret it. Another one I'm gladly happy to recommend. And third one is third favorite book of mine. It's kind of off the board here. It's a fiction book by John Grisham. It's called Coleco Joe. I haven't read it in a while. But Grisham, obviously, Grisham is the author of The Firm and many law books. And if Dave were with me today, he would tell me all about Grisham. Hell, we might even do an episode on John Grisham someday down the line. But listen, Coleco Joe is really good. It's about a Cubs prospect. Essentially makes it big and, talks about the trials and tribulations. It's kind of like, two people are sitting on a farm. The player who's retired is telling this story, to a kid or some, or maybe even it was a reporter. But it's really good. I got to read it again, but definitely recommend that book. So, what I want to know is, what are you reading? What are some of your favorite baseball books? Obviously, I know a lot of people said Boys of Summer. Road to Glory with Tom Cheek and Howard Berger. That's probably next on my list. I do have the Baseball Thesaurus. And where do you get your old historical books from? Is it Abe Books? Is it through a broker? Do you go to the library? Let me know. Cardi Show It Up on Twitter, okay? At Cardi Show It Up. You can get me on the instant chat. Instagram is what the kids call it, at the Cardi Show. And let me know. Shoot me an email, brcardidelux@hotmail.com. Talking about the Jays struggles just for a minute before we go. Or we get into a couple other things, sorry. The bullpen is hard to watch. And it is not for lack of trying. Ross Atkins essentially has done everything he could, from signing guys like David Phelps, Kirby Yates, Tyler Chatwood, to acquiring more people, Adam Simber, Trevor Richards, Brad Hand. What the hell else is he supposed to do with this bullpen? I don't know what to tell you, and I feel for him. You can't blame this on Ross. I really don't. And hopefully Brad Hand can figure it out, because that's a guy that they need to get going. Soria hasn't pitched yet, but he looks like him and Mazin, when they return, are going to get thrown back into the fire. And another thing about people who are just ripping on Charlie Montoyo. Look, I get it. I get the frustration, and I get that sometimes the manager is going to be wrong, and a lot of times the manager is going to be right. Look what Charlie Montoyo has done since he has come to the Toronto Blue Jays. 2019, this team was rebuilding. That was the first rebuilding year. 2020, they made the playoffs. Playoffs! And then 2019, they are rolling around 8 to 10 games over 500. This team is still young. They are still learning. They have players in the system that just need to get better. Trent Thornton, Anthony Kay, Klopfenstein, Pearson, Merriweather, all those guys, they need a little bit more time, a little bit more polish. I feel that Aroldis Martinez is a few years away. Gabby Moreno behind the plate to help with the offense. Same with Jordan Groshans. Who knows when he's going to get up here. Hopefully he stays healthy. I think I'm really excited about Otto Lopez. That guy just hits. So, it's going to take time for this thing to come together and for this club to be a serious, serious, legit contender. They're not there right now. They are not there right now. They will be at some point in time. And you'll have to see. You'll have to see how this goes. You'll have to stay patient. A lot of people were counting on the Jays to roll over the Twins. I don't think that's going to happen the way Minnesota's playing. We will have to see how this goes. Couple other things before I let you go. There is an announcement that I will make. I cannot make it right now. It has nothing really to do with the Cardi show itself. It's more of an individual thing. But it's coming. And I would say the announcement will be made next week at some point. And next week, Joe Tilley is going to return to the Cardi show. It'll be good to catch up with Joe. He's got the Joe Tilley Sports Podcast. So, talking to him about that, becoming a grandfather. And maybe we can talk about the Jays in the 80s and comparing to the Jays to today and making some sort of comparison. Because it is exciting. It feels like this team is on the verge of something big. And I think we will get there. I think this team will get there. It'll be really interesting. You know, they have a really good home record at 31-24. The road record needs to be a little bit better. And the record against teams over 500. They got to start beating the good teams. Start beating the good teams. Long story short, that's it for the Cardi Show. Till next time, I'm Brent Cardi. Talk to you.